USA Radio News.
President Trump said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is canceling his trip to North Korea next week due to lack of progress regarding denuclearization. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says reading between the lines, we can figure a few things out.
I think it's confirmation of what we've been receiving, you know, through intelligence leaks now for a number of weeks, that North Korea not only is not denuclearizing, they're in fact and indeed advancing their program.
Hurricane Lane is a Category 2 hurricane as it brings powerful rain, wind, and mudslides to the Hawaiian Islands. Luke Myers is with the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. He has some advice for everyone in Hawaii.
My message is to be prepared, be vigilant, listen to the local authorities. Don't let your guard down.
And finally, Arizona Senator John McCain has discontinued medical treatment for an aggressive form of brain cancer, his family announced today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A Chicago family says they were the focus of two investigations after letting their daughter walk their dog in their neighborhood. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on that story.
The family says police and child welfare officials both investigated them earlier this month after they let their 8-year-old daughter walk the family dog. The girl's parents say a neighbor called police with concerns about seeing a neglected child and saying it was a girl 5 or younger walking a dog by herself. When the parents told officers their daughter was 8, police said no one needed to be charged, so the neighbor then called the State Department of Child and Family Services. And officials from that agency took a look at the situation and also concluded that that little dog walker was not being neglected or abused.
And finally, your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 133 points to close the week at 25,790. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Angela Duckworth has given TED Talks, and one of the things that she always brings up is your grit. And she argues a lot of times that success has to do more with your passion and perseverance than your innate talent. She joined CBS Early Show to discuss that even more about how much is passed down from your parents and how much of it is just something that you figure out and you just realize you need to do.
And one thing I should say about grit is that, like anything else about us, you know, how shy we are, how tall we grow, there is a component of grit which is genetic. In other words, your DNA, they do influence how gritty you'll be. But the part that I'm most interested in is the non-DNA part. You know, your coaches, how your parents raised you, the role models that you have in life. These environmental experiences all tremendously influence your grit.
The outspoken liberal host of HBO's Real Time makes a real big donation, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Saying he wants to see Democrats take back control of the U.S. Senate, HBO host Bill Maher has donated $1 million to Senate Majority PAC, a political action committee that's dedicated to supporting Democrats running for the Senate. While Democrats appear positioned to possibly take the House back in November, with recent polling showing the party leading on the generic ballot from 4 to 11 points, in the Senate, where Maher's reported focus is, Republicans still appear to be in a very strong position to maintain their majority. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.